7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time now for a look at the latest on the local scene for a Thursday. It is the 17th day of August for 2017. Early Wednesday morning, just before 6:30, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office responded to a commercial burglar alarm at Foothill Pharmacy off of Vista Del Lago Drive in Valley Springs. Upon arrival, deputies confirmed the business had been burglarized and medications were taken. A search was conducted. However, no suspects were located. Surveillance video shows two male subjects forced entry into the business through the back door. One of the suspects was wearing a silver hoodie, dark pants with a light-colored belt, white tennis shoes, red gloves, and carrying a small crowbar. The second male suspect appears to be wearing a mask concealing his face, a gray hoodie, with a European soccer club logo on the front from Barcelona, blue jeans, silver Nike shoes, black gloves, and carrying a sledgehammer. The sheriff's office is looking for the public's assistance with any information that could lead to the arrest of these suspects. If you were in the area of Foothill Pharmacy Wednesday morning around 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and noticed something suspicious or out of the ordinary, please contact the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office anonymous tip line at 754-6030, that's 754-6030, or the Sheriff's Office business line at 754-6500, 754-6500.
Well, the Angels Camp Police Department announced yesterday the California Attorney General's Office investigating allegations former Angels Camp City Administrator Michael McHatton may have stolen public funds. The announcement was made yesterday through a press release by the Angels Police Department and states, quote, due to the nature of the allegations and lack of local investigative resources, the decision was made to seek outside independent investigative assistance. This decision was mutually agreed upon by both the police department and district attorney's office. Well, McHatton, who served as Angels Camp City Administrator from August 2011 to January this year, accused in an independent financial audit and this year's 2016-17 Calaveras grand jury report of potentially misappropriating $29,000 from the city's coffers by taking administrative leave payouts that exceeded the maximum allowed in his contract. In addition, the reports allege that McHatton made purchases with a city credit card on 12 occasions, not supported by a detailed receipt. However, multiple city officials confirmed back in June McHatton had reimbursed the city for all personal purchases that were made with that credit card. And in the council's approved responses to the grand jury allegations, it stated the council rescinded a 2015 policy allowing employees to take salary advances and adopted a resolution banning the practice in July. The council also previously put policies in place to prevent misuse of city credit cards, prevent employees authorized to sign checks from signing their own, and pursue any amount determined to have been overpaid to a management employee for administrative leave. Angels Camp City Attorney Derek Cole said the city itself was not targeted by the state investigation and has provided all information that has been requested.
Well, for the first time since 1979, this Monday, a total solar eclipse will be visible across the entire continental United States. One of the biggest celestial events this year will get underway in the Motherlode early in the 9 o'clock hour. While only folks living in that 70-mile-wide cross-country path arcing between Oregon and South Carolina will be able to see the sun completely disappear behind the moon, locally we'll be able to enjoy roughly a 76% eclipse, still enough to enjoy a decent show. Over the Jackson area, the eclipse will begin Monday at about 9:03 local time, and by 10:18 it will peak at what scientists call the maximum eclipse, and will be over by 11:41 for a total duration of 2 hours and 38 minutes. Now, the next coast-to-coast total solar eclipse will be visible in 28 years on August 12th of 2045. There will be other total eclipse, but they will be either in the southern regions or north of here. But again, a coast-to-coast will be on August 12th of 2045. This one will pass directly through Northern California, by the way.
Well, as students return to school, not every child has the basic supplies they need. As part of Sutter Health's partnership with Operation Backpack, Sutter Amador Hospital has donated more than 50 backpacks full of school supplies to help local students start the school year with the supplies they would not otherwise have. Operation Backpack, a yearly campaign organized by the Volunteers of America, delivers backpacks collected for students from pre-kindergarten through 12th grade to homeless and at-risk children in our communities. According to Sean Snyder, Director of Student Service for Amador County Public Schools, the district is extremely grateful to Sutter Amador Hospital for their assistance in helping meet the needs of students. The hospital collected the backpacks and school supplies for 2 weeks in July as part of the Operation Backpack campaign, and the materials were distributed to Amador students last week. As a sponsor of the program for the past 7 years, system-wide, Sutter Health donated more than 2,000 backpacks this year, ensuring as many children as possible get the tools they need to start the school year. For more information about Operation Backpack, contact Sutter Health.
And with the new school year underway in Amador and Calaveras, AAA wants to remind motorists about safe ways to share the road with young pedestrians, other drivers, bicyclists, and school buses. AAA urges motorists to follow these 5 points. Wait your turn. It's illegal to pass a school bus when it's stopped. Check the medians. Traffic in both directions must stop on undivided roadways when students are entering or exiting a school bus. Extra room. The area 10 feet around a school bus is where children are in the most danger of getting hit, so give a little extra room. Slow down. Allow for extra commute time and avoid driving distracted on your way to and from work. Don't cross the line. Drivers should not block the crosswalk when stopped at a red light or waiting to make a turn. Now, if your children will be walking or biking to school, 3A urges discussing the following 5 safety tips with them. Be alert, look both ways, listen up, always follow directions. Wear a helmet, it's a law, kids need to wear that bike helmet. Phone a friend, meaning have your kids walk to school with a relative, friend, or neighbor. And finally, walk with caution, walk only on the sidewalk and cross only at crosswalks. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy.